today.
You do? Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Spring begins officially today, the same way winter ended, much above normal on the temperatures. Today's high about 86. The record, by the way, is 88. Partly sunny, breezy later on. We should be dry tonight. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low 80s. Risk for showers by Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. Then on Saturday, there could be a shower left over early. Much cooler, low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count still in the high to very high range again today and tomorrow at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, it's springtime.
Hastily putting things together, and I pulled the wrong damn card out to start the show, but we'll be okay, and so will you. Here we are. That would be me, Rosie, and a special guest in the studio right now.
Please clap.
Yeah. But clap at a socially acceptable distance. Lewis is here from the Capital Oyster Bar, and in the time I woke up from a nap today, when the... The whole situation has changed in regards to restaurants, and that affects you, obviously, and I'm sorry that it does. Tell everybody what you want, the message you want to get out.
Well, we are shut down. The new guidelines call for to-go only, and in the location we're at and the food we serve, you know, I kind of feel like nobody's going to drive a long way to get a fried shrimp dinner, turn around, go home, and have some cold fried shrimp.
I would.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your kindness. Awesome. Yeah. You know I'm a fan.
So. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know, and I appreciate your support. But, you know, it just in the seafood, you know what I mean? I can't keep it for long. If I don't sell it, it's gone. So
yeah, that's true.
You know, it's not like I can just sit on something and let it cure. So I just wanted to let by all my good customers I've had for, you know, for years and years. I want to give them a heads up. And, you know, I'm on this. This is what I do for a living. But it's also not only is my livelihood, it's what I love. You know?
Yeah.
So, between my customers, my employees, man, that's family.
Yeah.
You know? And so I got to take care of them. So we will close because, you know, if this thing's serious, so we got to be serious.
I tried
not to close, but here we are.
Have they put a date? Because this just started breaking as
five,
I was coming.
5 o'clock this afternoon.
All right. And have they given an end date to this, or this indefinite?
No, it's indefinite as far as I know. I don't have any idea. Nothing that I've heard is they said there's a date. So,
well, I'm hoping. Well, we've taken such fast response to this, and today there's been good news on a number of different treatments for this thing. And in some part, I think the media has been incredibly irresponsible, but I'm going to get into that after you.
I hear you. Yeah.
Head out.
Yeah, I'll be listening, and I'm with you. You know, but but it is what it is. We got, you know, all my Sunday afternoons gone. That's my highlight of my week is my Sunday afternoon blues. And that's my, you know, besides my employees, my blues, and all my suppliers, man, all those folks that have been taking care of us for years.
So. I don't know if it'll make you feel any better, but, you know, this is so personal to me and everybody else because you're one of those places where you have a personal relationship. You know, when I get a taste for deep-fried scallops, I know where I'm going.
I hear you, buddy.
And I can't wait. I promise as soon as you reopen, we'll be out there.
And we will. We're just going to do it. We're going to follow the guidelines, and I just want to give everybody a heads up. You know, don't head for the river. Unless you want to come down and rent a boat or stay at the campground, now we'll get you there, but the restaurant shut down.
All right. I'm so sorry.
As of this evening, yes, sir. Well, thank you, Greg, and I appreciate your time, taking up your time.
No.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome here anytime you're a friend.
Yes, sir. Okay? Amen to that.
Long before you're a sponsor, you're a friend.
Amen.
Known you for a long time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Back to the days on Southern Boulevard.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we've been on the river almost 9 years now.
Well, Godspeed, good luck, and hopefully this will be over sooner than later. And I still believe that.
I do, too.
I do, too. Yeah, definitely. You know, one other thing I miss is my church family. I can't believe they shut down my church, man. That's another that took a blow out of it. I never thought I'd see my church shut down. So anyway, I'll see y'all down the road. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And come back when you're ready to announce your reopening, too.
Thank you for your kindness.
Keep in touch.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll do.
Thank you, Greg.
Rosie, you went to Baumhauer's last night, right?
I did.
That's the last time they'll be gathering for a bit.
Very light. And I talked with Laura, who's our waitress, and she said, you know, they shut down everything in Jefferson County and all the surrounding counties. Mm. That's four restaurants up there that Bob owns. So now this one.
Are they shutting down? Are they going to do delivery? Do we know? I have a list here.
Well, I know they're not. I just heard that they're not allowing any dining in.
Okay.
So
we need to find out if they're going to be doing curbside. That's one way we can help these people. That's how we do our part in this war. And I understand, like Lewis, I just saw, he sounded fine on the air, but I saw a man who is emotionally fraught over the effect this is having, not about it on his business as much as the people that depend on Capital Oyster Bar to make money. The good news is that the response, the accessibility to relief for people who have been tossed out of work by all of these constantly changing government mandates. Gentleman named David Neeson was on the show with us this morning, and I've invited him to call back. The number, this is for people who have questions, small businesses that need help, 242-5417. David Neeson is the gentleman's name. He's from the I don't have the specific.
Department of Commerce? Doesn't it have something to do with the Department of Commerce?
Hang on one second. I got it right here in an email from Cheryl Woodward. Let's see. the workplace development team for the state of Alabama has stepped up. And, you know, I don't know that the state title means as much as the fact that they're offering resources, low-cost health insurance, relocation expenses up to $3,500, free credit counseling, free legal advice, low-cost child care, and SNAP. Thing is, they're getting this out there as quickly as possible. I heard a little Sean Hannity on the way in, and he said Ilhan Omar, of all people, praised Trump's efforts on this thing. So now we know what the temperature in hell is.
I saw that.
It's got to be below freezing. But you see, that's a wartime president, you know? He has basically told the FDA, lift the rules, cut the bureaucracy, the red tape, to beat this thing. And that's what's needed. What's the media worried about? Those bastards are worried about calling it the Chinese flu, even though that's where this thing originated. They're worried about that. They're claiming that the Chinese people are being attacked in the streets. There's no evidence of one Chinese person that I've seen, and I'm all over the news, that's been attacked by people pissed off because the Wuhan virus originated in China. They're making stuff up. They're sickening. Go to my Facebook page. Read David Blackman's blog. At some point, they need to be held accountable. They are the worst of parasites, conscienceless SOBs, all of them. This is another thing. Let's take down Trump with this. The Daily Beast. Well, they saw on a printed copy of his speech that he crossed out Corona and put in Chinese virus. Hey, FDR took Japanese American citizens, or Americans of Japanese descent, American citizens, and put them in detention camps. Not because of a virus, on the suspicion that they would be more loyal to Japan than the U.S. in World War II. So don't talk to me about calling it the Chinese virus. What assholes? Honest to God. We don't need assholes right now. We need leaders. All right. Glad I got that out of my system and I scared off our only caller. Sorry about that.
Call back, Sparky.
I know. This one sheet, what did Kristen tell us? Again, what we need to do, those restaurants that are doing curbside or pickup and delivery, let's use them if you can. Those that are still lucky enough to be working, who haven't been laid off, and look, again, this is not forever. This is not the Great Depression. This is not World War II even. This is a situation. We're not sure when things will start to go back to normal, but you've got the president doing everything humanly possible. The biggest enemy we have right now is the red tape. This drug, my daughter is freaking out down in Florida, and I don't know where she gets her news from. And I left my phone in the car. What's this drug that they used to treat malaria that has been very effective?
Yeah.
They're getting it out there. There's three, actually, different medications that have shown potential to stem this thing. The market actually finished up a couple of hundred points today. So everybody take a deep breath and remain calm. Last I checked, I got it. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Brian, hi. What's up?
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to talk to Greg on the air about the Hyundai situation, if I can.
Yeah, I'm right here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you know or if you've read what's going on, but evidently the auto manufacturers in North Alabama have decided to pay their employees for the shutdown while the auto manufacturer in our part of the state has decided not to pay their employees. It appears like, to me, that Hyundai has taken a back seat in this situation when, in fact, they could have gained some good publicity and some good morale amongst their employees by simply doing what's right.
I can't speak to corporate decisions. I don't know what the resources are. I've been very impressed with what the state is doing. I have not heard. I'm not saying we have to be real careful with information right now because so much of this is going around before it's even verified. But I will try and get a read on that. And for the most part, people and companies who can are doing everything they can to take care of folks.
Right.
So I'll see what I can find out about that. And if there's enough, maybe they're going to come up with some kind of a plan to help people through this time. We actually.
Well, I appreciate it, Greg.
Thanks. We have a new sponsor today. Fitzpatrick Nursery.
I heard this morning. I'm going to go out there this weekend.
Get
some ferns.
Oh, man, they do beautiful stuff, and it's outdoors, and they've been around a long, long time, and they're kind of expanding their services. And again, we hope to take care of our own here at News Talk, the people that put their money on this radio station. There's nothing to prevent you from looking at a car at Jack Ingram. Refining your home, call Morris Capuano. If you're, that's one way to stave off, buy a little time, refi. And services like Jones Brothers, or Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those things don't know about Wuhan virus. So if your AC, and it's hot today, record-breaking heat or close to it, you're going to need these people. So we hope that you will choose to use them. And I have a feeling that banks, credit card companies, and stuff are going to relax rules for at least a period of time so people can get what they need. And, we have those resources. We have to use them responsibly and for needs right now. But I got to get that story on Ilhan Omar. That to me was like, are you freaking serious, really? I also told Janelle, I said, be very careful about who you listen to right now. I'll be your newsman. I'll let you know. I'll answer your questions, what you need to know. But that's right at the top of libertydaily.com. That's a reliable source for you. Do not travel. U.S. State Department raises travel advisory worldwide to the highest level. Surgeon General calls on celebrities to instruct millennials on social distancing. Study reveals how the deadly Shycom coronavirus cover-up was. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And there's no doubt about where it started. But the media doesn't care. They're more interested in doing whatever they can to smear Trump. As if he went into a laboratory and said, let's invent a disease that'll make Americans sick. They're just such sons of bitches. They really are. They are doing long-term, the media is doing irreparable damage because so few people now believe anything they say. They're just absolutely untrustworthy. Mm-hmm. All right, so the statewide order from Governor Ivey and the Alabama Department of Public Health. Okay. Gatherings of 25 persons or more, gatherings of any size that cannot maintain a consistent 6-foot distance are prohibited. This is through April 5th. That's going to seem like forever with our lifestyles as, prohibited is not the right word, but all gatherings of 25 persons or more through April 5th. Any restaurant, bar, brewery, similar establishment shall not permit on-premise consumption of food or drink. However, we want to know the restaurants. Now, for Lewis, because he specializes in seafood, that's impractical for him. Otherwise, I'd go over there after the show and pick up the deep-fried scallops.
Well, in his location, too, he's not on the bypass.
Yeah. That will, I'm sure, have an effect. All hospitals, nursing home, long-term care facilities shall prohibit visitation of all visitors and non-essential health care, except for compassionate care situations as maternity and end of life. But the thing is, we've had, what, 63 cases of this in Alabama? Nobody's died yet. I don't want that to change. I'm just saying. We talked to Mayor Willis of Wetumpka. I invited him to call in this afternoon with any updates they have from that neck of the woods. And the case they had in Elmore County, one that we spoke of specifically, they're out of the hospital, home recovering. The mortality rate on this is very, very low. And in this country, it will stay that way because we have better health care here, no matter what politicians tell you. Papa B.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
You know what I'm wondering? I've got a wedding coming up here April 18th. Rosie, you know about that, I imagine. And it's at a, you know, facility, a place, venue, as now it's being called. Mm. So I'm wondering what's going to happen with that. Now, you said the 5th is what the governor, you know, had extended it to. But I don't know, man. We've got like 200 guests about to show up for this thing.
Wow. And there are many, many people sitting in the same exact situation. I don't know if changing the venue to outdoors, catering, I really don't know. I'm hoping.
It is outdoors, but, you know, the service. The service with food, I think they have option for indoor or outdoor there, depending on the weather. So that's going to be kind of something there to think about. You know, my wife, Mama D, you know, had made comment, well, maybe we need to change the date or something, but it's kind of too late for all that. And my daughter called up. She was all upset about maybe changing the date. I said, honey, I don't care if we have to hire a televangelist. You're getting married.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure the actual, you may be in a situation where they get married on the date that they picked, and you, with full cooperation from whoever's hosting the event, postpone that part of it to later. But that's April 18th. We're only talking April 5th here. As
right.
Of now.
Yeah, well,
beyond that,
so
it's uncertain.
Right.
When I think back to where this whole thing was at a week ago, it's changed daily. But we are taking such drastic measures to stop this thing in its tracks. I'm hoping that sooner than later we'll be able to move on.
Yeah.
And the warm weather, flu is seasonal. And we've had tens of thousands of people die from the regular flu this year. My daughter had it bad. She's fine. And it goes away when the weather heats up. So let's just hope that global warming.
Let me ask you one quick question, Greg. I'm in the same dilemma you were about the Father Dollar dance.
Hey, hold on. Oh, for a you song? There? Yeah.
Well, you know, Brown Eyed Girl, that's mine and her kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
But you really can't dance that unless you're in pretty good shape.
You know, that was my first thought when you mentioned that that song. That's a tough one to dance to.
Well, you know, I'm a jitterbug or something, and I can't do that. What did you settle on? Father-daughter dance. Do you remember?
I don't remember. All I know, I didn't want a song that was going to make me crying, you know, on the dance floor.
Yeah, no, I don't want that either.
And since
that... cried over a Barney song.
Yeah.
A what?
A Barney song.
A Barney song?
A Barney the Dinosaur song.
Yeah. Oh, Barney the...
You love me, and I would have been...
You know, that ain't... Well,
I would have floated...
I was thinking about Butterfly Kisses. I was thinking about Butterfly Kisses, but... I'm going to be sobbing by the point.
Oh, my God. No. You will drown in your own tears to Butterfly Kisses. Can't do Butterfly. But maybe if somebody has a suggestion, they can call it in.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Butterfly Kisses. My God. there would have been so many tears that the ocean would have, in fact, moved about 6 feet inland with that. Jarhead.
Hey, Admiral. I work maintenance at a local golf and country club. I don't know where Papa B's having his at, but everything has been suspended. I mean, our dining room's been shut down, takeout orders only, no events or schedule. Everything's been canceled and whatnot. He might want to call his venue and see what they're going to do exactly. I don't know if it's our place or somebody else, but yeah, I'm saying that everything's canceled for at least the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. The next 2 weeks. And I would think, I hope it doesn't require a government mandate, that venues will accommodate people who have put big down payments. Because I remember I paid for all that stuff ahead of time. The only money I paid on the day of my daughter's wedding were the tips for the servers.
Yeah. Now, I know for a fact a couple of them have been fully refunded. They just went ahead and, you know, did what they were going to do in the privacy of their own home, I assume. But, like I said, he won't want to call his event coordinator and, you know, take care of that. Now, maintenance, where I'm doing, man, I'm wide open. I finally get to take care of stuff I've been needing to. He just won't want to get with his event coordinator because, like I said, the place where I work, everything's canceled, period.
It's a good time to take up golf?
Oh, my God. Golf is in full swing. Golf and tennis, they are overloaded, man. I mean, people supposedly working from home or whatever, well, they're just taking this as an extended vacation.
Well,
and the golf course and tennis courts, they have been loaded.
Vitamin D is good for people during times like this, so out in the sun and stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate the call, Jarhead. We salute you.
All right, brother.
Thank you for your service. I'm not kidding. Why not stop by Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars and take a look? Or go online. They're still going to be there when this thing dies down. I can't say that the cars that are listed, they're all going to be there because people are buying cars. And they have some great options in the under 10,000 category, which is the one that I specifically address on this show. We are 6-time purchasers. I'm sure there will be a 7th. I don't know when, but I hope it's soon, sooner than later. 2014 Nissan Murano, that is a car that is so amazing. Before I bought the Rogue, I test drove a Murano, and in a way I almost thought it was like too good for me. It was just absolutely amazing. But knowing what a slob I am, I opted for the Rogue, and the easier to clean upholstery. Couple of options under 5,000, and there's a Beamer over there. Is the 2011 BMW 3 Series, is that a convertible? They don't have the picture up on that one.
No, not unless it says Cabriolet. So no.
Okay. Nothing wrong with a convertible.
No, not at all.
Like this. 2004 Honda CR-V, that's new to the category. And luxury is timeless, a 99 Lexus RX 300, $4,700. And let's
see. Now that is a nice vehicle.
You can get financing terms easily. Greg in the finance department has over 20 programs for you, Jack Ingram. So if credit's been holding you back, don't let it. Go over and see Tip Tames and that great team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, and you can safely shop online at jackingram.com.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your comfort gave me renewed hope and optimism." So why don't we decide to live lives of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy from this day forward? Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other through this challenging time. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
O'Reilly. Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. We have great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Need a new battery? Right now, get up to a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I see Facebook is doing their community standard thing. They already took the story down. But I remember it, and I can still tell you. It's probably still a gateway pundit. Baltimore is a lost town. Their most recent mayor is now in jail. The genius that when they were having riots over fake news, the Freddie Gray situation, you know, throwing six police officers under the bus over a heroin addict who caused all kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in jail. And you would think they would vote somebody there who might bring improvement. Not happening. I have to go to a different browser. Gateway Pundit, blah, blah, blah. Hang on. Because the mayor there today, this is how they're handling this coronavirus in Baltimore. The mayor says to street gangs, stop shooting each other. We need the hospital beds for corona patients. You believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do.
That's what they've got. Here's the story. Baltimore mayor pleads with gangs, stop shooting each other. Do you think the street beefs are going to end because you need hospital beds? You don't understand who you're dealing with.
Well, they're caring people, Greg. I mean, surely they'll take it all into perspective and, you know, put the 9mm down and not shoot at each other.
And heed orders to stay home.
Yeah, of course.
Hospital beds are needed to treat positive COVID-19 patients and not for senseless violence. As opposed to sensible violence, 7 people shot Tuesday night in one neighborhood in Baltimore. Maybe because you really haven't done much to clamp down and you got instead of the police putting handcuffs on people, you've handcuffed the police because of the Freddie Gray thing.
Bingo.
And your city is swirling the bowl.
Bingo.
What a shame.
Exactly right.
Times like this is when Applied Security can become very handy. If you don't have adequate security for your business, especially those who are forced to shut down for a period of time, you want to make sure your property is protected and you're not happy with what you got now, call Mark and Vicky at 279-8338, 279-8338. They're local. They take care of business quickly, and they have state-of-the-art systems to protect you to make sure during this time, you know, if you need that extra level of protection, they can provide it. 279-8338, Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. We can take a couple of minutes here to talk to Sparky.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up,
hey, folks? Hey, I've been singing that song, We Are Non-Essential Personnel.
Yeah.
And my wife has never heard that. You think you could lighten things up and play that for everybody and get a...
That's the plan, and I will play it at the end of this break coming up here.
That'd be great. Thank you, Greg.
All righty. And this being Thursday, the much-beloved and glorious. Well, you're the one guy that can put people outside.
Yes, well, we do, and you don't have to be 6 feet, you know, You can be long, a lot further than 6 or 8 feet from somebody.
I mean, you are the master of social distancing.
That's what we do. We yes. Well said. Well said.
And on a motorcycle or a scooter, you're mm-hmm. in the sun.
Yep.
Vitamin D.
Absolutely. Get on a jet ski. Take a jet ski down to the Gulf and get in the salt water. You got sun. You got salt water. I mean, what can live in that, right? What virus, should I say, what can live in that? It's perfect.
Yeah. Or go off-road.
Yep.
That's what makes Alabama a great state.
You know, we're so lucky. I don't think people realize we have the Gulf, salt water, basically. On one end, we have beautiful fresh lakes. We have mountains up north. It's a beautiful, beautiful state. And the only way really to see it properly is A, on a motorcycle, B, on a utility machine, or C, on a jet ski, preferably all three. We have it all at Adams Motorsports. We have the Polaris Ranger. We have the Kawasaki jet ski. They're the first ones that started this whole genre. It's unreal. The Kawasaki stuff is, you know, they're one of the few that only Yamaha and Kawasaki use real marine engines in their machines, which means to you means they're reliable. You can take them to the Gulf of Mexico, get them in salt water. It doesn't matter. You can flush them out. It's just good stuff. Everything we sell.
And you're open.
We are open. We're not planning on closing. We have to stay open. I really like living and having an air conditioner and a roof over my head and then driving a car. I really like that, so we're going to stay open.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. That's something to take a look at, too. Adams Motorsports is at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, and they are open right now at adamsmotorsports.com. I don't want to... I'm not going to say it the old way until this crisis is over.
I understand.
I might be... How ridiculous
is that? A little juicy. We're glad you got the sneeze guard up.
Actually, this is major allergy time. God. Pollen
is killing
everywhere.
Lynn. Killing Lynn.
And my concern with that is that people who are reacting to the pollen are going to think they have COVID symptoms. And see if you can find out what the latest number in the state is.
Okay.
And if we're still lucky that nobody has passed as a result of this. We'll come back. Got to get our first traffic update, Rich's forecast. I got some good news on Mr. Thomas. Mr.
Adorable.
I'll tell you about that a little bit later. You're going to have to wait. I got to do a tease here and there.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got a new accident. I-65 southbound at West Edgemont. Watch out for emergency vehicles that are headed to the scene there. We had an accident earlier this afternoon. East Boulevard, as you come down the hill, Ford dealership on your right, Troy Highway intersection in front of you right there. That accident could still be causing some problems this afternoon. You might want to watch out for emergency vehicles there. Elsewhere around the city, we've got moderate traffic. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long on Montgomery Skywatch. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware.
We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An Elmore County coronavirus patient was released from the hospital Wednesday morning and is doing well. That's according to the Elmore Community Hospital. The hospital says it's performed at least 50 coronavirus tests since opening its testing facility. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing in Montgomery has suspended production after one of its employees tested positive for the coronavirus. The company says it will be providing additional sanitation measures and plans to disinfect the entire facility. And Governor Kay Ivey announced that the primary runoff scheduled for March 31st has now been moved to July 14th. The governor says she's exercising her powers under the Emergency Management Act to reschedule the date due to the threat of the coronavirus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. On this first day of spring, it has been unusually warm, and it will continue mild tonight, and I think we'll stay dry. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 64. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Risk of showers by tomorrow afternoon, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night as a cold front approaches. Then Saturday, maybe a shower left over early in the day. Otherwise, much cooler. High in the low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count, once again tomorrow, will be in the high to very high range, hopefully a little lower over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If it'll make you feel better, we are taking requests at 272-9228. Sparky wanted this one. His wife has never heard it.
We are non-essential personnel. Without us, things still run quite well. We don't make decisions, close deals, or sell. We are non-essential personnel.
I'm a salesman who makes no sales.
No!
I'm a temp worker who sorts the mail.
I'm a receptionist who does my nails.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. We stayed home, but profits never fell. We don't do our jobs particularly well. We are non-essential personnel.
I spend all day making personal calls.
I pretend to work but play fantasy football.
I'm a security officer at the shopping mall.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel.
Oh!
When we'll be fired, we can never tell. Our bosses think we can go to hell.
Shut up, dummy.
We are non-essential personnel.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. All right, it's 3:45 on a very warm day.
Mm-hmm.
Terry and I were just checking traffic on the thing. It's weird to see the paltry number of cars on the road.
Yeah, really.
And Rosie has the updated statistics. And you can make out of this what you will. 76 cases.
67.
Oh,
confirmed cases.
See, I'm part of the media hysteria. I'm trying to push the number up. 67 confirmed cases.
No deaths.
No deaths.
No deaths. And 11 counties.
11 counties out of?
Alabama, out of 67.
And we have closed the state.
basically.
It's crazy.
Our buddy David Blackman, I posted his blog. I think it's on Facebook. Facebook has been...
terrible.
Oh, man, they have been clamping down on all kinds of stuff. No, they've got it up. The corrupt media be clowns itself one more time. Who was some... Christine Teigen.
Yeah, Terrence Williams posted that about how she...
she said to Melania Trump, F you, or something like that. And somebody else, some media hack, said, be infected. This is the media. These are supposedly journalists. And David Blackman today asked, why is this not bigger news? Gregory Regano, an advisor to the Stanford School of Medicine, told Tucker Carlson on Fox News that French scientists have released a peer-reviewed study indicating that a very cheap anti-malaria drug called chloroquine produced a 100% cure to the Chinese coronavirus in a test involving 40 patients.
Wow.
So why isn't... this is huge. This is enormous. But are you going to get it from one of the networks? No. You're not. I wonder if there's any chance this clip will play. Probably not. No. Maybe?
Mm,
are we going to get lucky? I hit it a second time. Come on, Tucker. You can talk. You're among friends here. Because I'd rather not read all afternoon. All right. It's not going to play. President has the authority to authorize the use of hydroxychloroquine against the coronavirus immediately. Has cut more red tape at the FDA than any president in history. You know, one of the reasons these things spread, or there's wait, or we can't do it. He doesn't want to hear that from anybody, that we can't do it now.
Exactly.
Screw that. And there's some type of right to try bill that was passed last year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got it or any other thing where there is an experimental cure available, people have the right to choose to take
now,
it.
Now, I don't know that you can act more presidential than that.
Again, if the media approach to this issue has been, now we got him. They've been, you know, prognosticating the end of his presidency through 2.5 years of Russian crapola. Who's been held accountable for that, by the way? Anybody yet? No.
Yeah, who's been perp walked?
Nobody. Over a complete and utter hoax. And isn't it convenient that Mueller picked this particular time to dismiss the cases against those Russian groups that weren't going to come here and stand for trial anyway? Mm-hmm. Because there was nothing there. They knew a month into it there was nothing there. But they persisted for 2 years, tormented all of us. Who, you know, to the point, whether you believe it or not, we're sick of hearing about it. Put us all through an impeachment over nothing. Bastards. Eric.
Hola.
What's up, man?
How y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing good.
Hey, I'm stuck at work where I can't get to listen to the radio like I used to. They made some policy changes.
God, sickies.
So I'm SOL for information. I had to listen to people listening to the normal mainstream media, and
sorry.
I can see why everybody's in up in arms.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, I have no idea if this is true, I hope it's not, but did somebody say something about bringing out the National Guard and stopping state to state?
I have not heard that yet, and I don't think that's necessary.
It's not necessary.
I don't think so either.
Our heroic truckers are continuing to keep stores supplied, so it's not like people are rioting in the streets to get a sandwich or the last loaf of bread. I think that part of this whole thing is over. And stores are instituting, you know, sensible policies.
As well they should.
Right, to keep people from hoarding.
Yeah, people just need to chill out and stop listening
exactly.
to the mainstream media.
Yeah, the mainstream media
are
an enemy of the people, and at some point they need to be held accountable.
Absolutely correct.
Some of the guys at work that I work with are just they're hysterical when you start talking about it, and I get upset, and they're just like, what? I'm like, look, calm down. The sky is not falling.
No.
It's bad. It's serious. There's some serious things going on, but
here's a number you can go to your hysterical friends with. Worldwide, there have been 237,000 cases of this as of today. There have been 7,000 deaths. Now, let's do the math together, everybody. 10% of 237,000 is 23,000.
Mm-hmm.
5% of 23,000, or half of that, is about 16,500. 7,000 is about half of 16,500. So that's less than 3% mortality. Our cases locally are over. One patient released from Baptist. The mayor of Wetumpka said the patient there is home and recovering, and yet we are closing down this country.
This is insane.
They're getting, I mean, these guys are crazy. You hear me? I'm in Georgia right now, and these guys, it's hysterical.
And
I mean,
hate to say this, but and you got assholes like Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post saying Republicans are more likely to die from this because they're ill-informed. Oh, my God. Somebody needs to take that woman to a rubber room and let her chill out for a week. Honest to God. That's what we're... That is the real problem in this corona thing.
Amen.
Right? There needs to be some type of... There needs to be some serious... I mean, Facebook won't let you post anything that's anti-coronavirus or makes light of it.
Yep.
But you can post all this hysterical stuff you want to, and it's having serious implications on how people are responding to this.
Yep.
But they'll not be held accountable, and I think that's BS. If you're going to do it for one side, then do it for both. And if they would do that, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, we've gotten away from the days where you just tell me the information and let me draw my own opinion. I'm so stupid, you have to form my opinion for me and then spoon feed it to me and then tell me what I'm supposed to regurgitate.
On top of that, a lot of people who think they have it, I mentioned in Florida, and thanks for the call, 1,500 negative tests. That means 1,500 people thought they had this. Oh, my God, my inbox is just overflowing here.
68 confirmed cases now in Alabama.
68?
Zero deaths.
All righty. We are, by the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Rosie and I, Seth Spotlow, volunteered Eddie Bader. We're going to be here on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 8:30. And you'll be here tomorrow night.
Yes, I will.
Or Saturday night,
Saturday
I should say.
Night, yeah.
I don't know why I'm so anxious for Friday to get here. There's nothing to do. I got to talk to, he's one of the greatest guys in the world, David Fagan from Fagan Pools. And see if all the stuff they use to clean the water, if that will make sure the virus is not a risk there, and I'll just have a pool party.
There you go.
Maybe a little bit chilly. It could be, you go into the pool water.
It is. It's a bit nipply out.
We may have to deal with circumstances like this, but there are far worse things in the world that are worse than hard nipples. All right, we have to take a break. By the way, Delkin Tomlinson remaining open. Handling matters, everything from RSOs, legal issues, 819-4810. If you need any type of legal help or there's a family issue that comes up, you can call them. They're doing discounted consultations by phone. Life does not stop. Life does not stop. I mean, even the governor had to acknowledge that in when she's announcing the shutting down of restaurants and things like that. There are still things going on. It's just a different kind of system. Any questions whatsoever, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. And maybe Jacqueline will join us a little bit later in the afternoon if she can take a quick break.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hold your positions. By the way, this man is not Rich Thomas, who, by the way,
okay.
I have news about Rich. Okay. I do. Don Duncan doing pickup and delivery for free. Get your car serviced. Again, let's fight this thing the right way.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value, unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry. Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Go, oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. We have great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Need a new battery? Right now, get up to a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving with new lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we have an accident for you on I-65 southbound at Edgemont. Watch out for emergency.